From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together around the radio with you today for another edition of the Living Truth Radio program originating from our Way of Truth Ministries studios. Yesterday, we began a study on biblical core values. And that may be a phrase that you're familiar with. It may be a phrase that you're not familiar with. And yet, it's a phrase that every one of us as Christians need to take into consideration. In fact, the theme of our studies this week is simply biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. It's important that we have biblical core values, because biblical core values really are those values that guide and direct us as we live for the Lord. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's amazing to me how that many Christians are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine simply because of the fact that they do not have biblical core values. You know, the Bible teaches us that as Christians, we are to live the separated life. That means we are to live a life that is dedicated unto the Lord and set apart unto God, not a life that is compromising with the world. I think one of the key verses of the Christian life is Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Actually, those are two great verses that every one of us should apply to our lives daily, where it says, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Did you get that? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As Christians, we are not to be attached to this world, but we are to be separated from this world, and we do so by the renewing of our mind, by those things that are biblically based, and we refer to those as core values, biblical core values. And so we are looking at that particular subject this week based upon Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where the Word of God says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. There are eight things in that particular verse of Scripture that we as Christians are to be thinking on, and not only thinking on them, but making them a part of our life. And we're going to be looking at those throughout the course of this week. Now, yesterday, we began to define the concept of core values. And I mentioned then that it is the Oxford Dictionary that defines core values as principles or beliefs a person or organization views as being of central importance. Let me ask you a question today, beloved, and I'm speaking directly to those of you who claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What are values that are of central importance to you? If I could turn this microphone around, as it were, and give you the opportunity to speak to those thousands of people, no doubt, who are listening to us right now, what would you say to all of our listeners? Are those values, those principles, those beliefs that are of central importance to you? What would you say? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Well, it's important that we think about it. And I suppose that we could say a whole lot more than what we find here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. But in reality, what we find in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 should lay the foundation for the way that we live as born-again Christians. And if we are not living according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, frankly, I do not believe that God is being glorified, because this passage tells us to think on these things, carefully reflect on these things, deliberately dwell on these things, that we might live for the glory of God. Core values, a very important set of words, core values. And core values for Christians extend from the teachings of Jesus Christ as they are expressed in the Word of God. And might I say, therefore, that since the Bible is the Word of God, and since Jesus Christ is God, we are talking about principles that are brought out from the entire Word of God, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22 and 21. These core values that we are talking about are essential to our faith and shape who we are as individuals, as well as a local church community. Let me ask you, dear pastors, does your church have a set of core values? Do you have core values posted around your church somewhere so that when people come into your church, they know what you believe and what you desire to live out in the community in which your church is located? You see, it's important that every Christian and every local church have a set of core values that are biblically based, that guides their life, that will direct them in all that they do. Going on, as we consider this concept of core values, I think it's important to recognize that core values are the fundamental beliefs, the convictions, and guiding principles that shape our behavior, our attitudes, our decisions, our ministry, our work ethic, and our relationships. I think that's worth repeating, don't you? In fact, if you have a piece of paper and pencil and can write this particular statement down, I would encourage you to do it. And that is this, that core values are the fundamental beliefs, convictions, and guiding principles that shape our behavior, attitudes, decisions, ministry, work ethic, and all of our relationships. They define who we are as Christians. They really do. Christians should not be compromising with the world. Christians should be separated unto God. And when we have a set of core values and allow those core values to be our convictions, then indeed we will be living that separated life. You see, core values are essential as they serve as our compass for living. In other words, when we have core values and when we are committed to those core values, when situations come up in our lives, we will allow those core values to guide us and will not go to the left or to the right of what the Word of God says. Core values that effectively guide Christians must come directly from Scripture and not from personal opinions, philosophies, or ideas. And I think that that's very important to take into consideration. In fact, I want to repeat that phrase for you again a second time, because I think it's significant that core values that effectively guide Christians, that is, those of us who are born again, must come directly from Scripture and not from personal opinions, philosophies, or ideas. I think that we are living in a day and age when even a lot of Christians have, as it were, core values that have been established by some secular university or maybe by some sports character or maybe even by some religion that's not biblically based. I believe that because we see a lot going on in the world today that's not biblically based. For instance, how many times, particularly today, do you see Christians in the pew, Christians in the pulpit, or at least people who call themselves Christians, and even churches supporting the woke culture, supporting the homosexual movement. You see that all so often, don't you? Can I hear an amen to that? And that's very sinful. Well, they're not following biblical core values. They may say that they're saved. They may say that they're born again. They may say that they're Christian, but they are following core values that are worldly and, might I say, that are godless. It's important, beloved, that we have core values that come directly from the Scripture. That is WDTBS. Write that down. WDTBS. What does the Bible say? In everything that we think, in everything that we say, in everything that we do, as Christians, we should ask that question, what does the Bible say, and then obey it? And that's what this concept of core values is all about. Principles or beliefs that a person or organization views as being of central importance. And this week we're looking at Philippians 4 and verse 8, where it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, we've defined core values. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will begin to identify these core values, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. But between now and then, why don't you focus on Philippians 4 and verse 8 and maybe even try to memorize it? Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my friends.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.